You're tuned in to the Active Action Podcast. Step into a world of engaging conversations with leading experts, where every episode is your chance to learn, grow, and stay inspired. Whether you're here to discover fresh insights or simply be entertained, we've got you covered. Visit activeactionpodcast.com to explore all episodes. Active Action Podcast, where voices inspire and entertain.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Active Action Podcast. I'm so glad you decided to tune in. Whether you're commuting, doing chores, taking a walk, or just relaxing at home, I appreciate you spending some of your precious time with me. Today, we are going to dive into a topic that seems to be everywhere in our busy modern lives, that is stress management. Stress is something that all of us experience, whether it's because of work deadlines, family responsibilities, health concerns, or just the unpredictability of life. It's universal, and it can feel overwhelming if we don't have the right tools and techniques at our disposal. In this episode, I'll be talking about different ways we can reduce stress, calm our minds, and maintain a healthier emotional balance. Now, I'm not a subject expert, and this podcast shouldn't replace any advice given by qualified health professionals. But I learned a lot from personal experiences as well as discussing with professionals, and I'm excited to share that with you. My goal is to offer practical tips and insights that you can hopefully adapt to your own life. So let's begin by exploring what stress really is and why it matters that we manage it well. First, we have to understand what is stress. Stress is something we often talk about casually. We say things like, "I'm so stressed," or "I can't deal with this stress." But have you ever taken a moment to think about what stress actually is? In simple terms, stress is our body's natural response to any demand or threat. Our brain registers a situation, maybe a big project deadline, a heated argument, or even a sudden loud noise. And that signals our body to prepare for a challenge. This fight or flight response can be helpful when there is a real immediate danger, like jumping out of the way of a speeding car. But it is a different issue when we are constantly facing deadlines, notification, and everyday worries. In that case, our body can remain in a high alert mode for far too long. This leads to chronic stress. Chronic stress can lead to physical symptoms like headache, fatigue, sleep disturbance, and even changes in the appetite. Emotionally, we may feel more anxious, irritable, or overwhelmed. And let's not forget, stress can also take a toll on our relationships, because when we are feeling on edge, we are more likely to snap at others or withdraw from our loved ones. That is why stress management is so important. It's about learning how to deal with those daily stressors in a way that doesn't overwhelm our system. It's not about eliminating stress entirely, because stress in small doses can keep us motivated. It's about finding balance and understanding how to respond to stressful situations more effectively. Now that we have a better grasp on what stress is, let's move into the real meat of this conversation, that is, some practical techniques to reduce stress. Let's talk about how we can ease stress. First, I would like to discuss deep breathing exercise. If you have ever taken a yoga class or tried meditation, you have probably heard the instructor say something like, "Take a deep breath in and release." It might sound cliche, but deep breathing is a powerful tool. When we are stressed, our breathing becomes shallow and rapid. By deliberately slowing it down, we send signals to our brain that it's okay to relax. A simple practice to try is the 4-7-8 breathing technique. How do you follow the 4-7-8 breathing technique? Inhale through your nose for a count of four. Hold that breath for a count of seven and exhale gently through your mouth for a count of eight. Repeat this cycle a few times. I love this technique because it's discreet, quick, and you can do it anywhere, in your car, at your desk, even in the middle of a meeting if you keep it subtle. It immediately helps lower your heart rate and calm racing thoughts. Another approach is box breathing, which is often used by athletes and even military personnel to help them stay calm under pressure. Inhale for four counts. Hold your breath for four counts. Exhale for four counts. Hold again for four counts. Then repeat this process again. If you feel your heart racing or you notice tension in your shoulders or jaw, take a moment to practice one of these techniques. It's amazing how much difference just a few deep, intentional breaths can make. Now, let's talk about mindfulness and meditation. These terms sometimes get confused or used interchangeably. But here's a quick rundown. What is mindfulness? Mindfulness is about being fully present in the moment, paying attention to what's happening right now, without judgment. That can mean noticing the sounds in your environment, feeling the texture of your clothing, or observing the thoughts running through your head. What is meditation? Meditation is often a practice where you set aside specific time to train your mind to focus and redirect your thoughts. You can use mindfulness techniques, visualization, or other methods. One of the easiest ways to start a mindfulness practice is simply by tuning into your senses. Pick an object like a pen or a fruit and really notice everything about it, its shape, color, texture, and even smell. If you are feeling particularly stressed, you might also sit quietly for a minute and observe your thoughts. Where do they wander? How do they make you feel? For meditation, there are countless apps and online resources that offer guided sessions. Even just 5 minutes a day can yield benefits over time, like reduced anxiety, improved focus, and a calmer overall demeanor. You don't have to sit cross-legged on the floor with your eyes closed for hours. Meditation and mindfulness can fit into your life in small pockets. For instance, if you're washing the dishes, try to focus on the sensation of the warm water and soap on your hands, the scrubbing motion, the smell of the dish soap. Whenever your mind drifts into worry or planning for tomorrow's tasks, gently bring it back to the present moment. Over time, this practice trains your brain to better handle stress. You begin to notice stressful thoughts as they arise, and instead of getting swept away by them, you can acknowledge them and let them pass. Now, I'll discuss about the power of physical movement. Physical activity is another excellent way to reduce stress. When we move our bodies, we release endorphins, often called the feel-good hormones, which can give us a natural mood boost. It doesn't have to be an intense workout at the gym. It could be a brisk walk around the block, a dance break in your living room, or some gentle yoga stretches. Let's face it, when we are stressed, the last thing we might want to do is put on our running shoes. But even just 15 to 20 minutes of the moderate exercise can help clear your mind and calm your frazzled nerves. Walking, particularly in nature, can be therapeutic. If you have access to a park or a walking trail, try taking a stroll and notice the sights and sounds around you. Yoga. The combination of movement, breath control, and mindfulness is excellent for stress relief. Even simple poses like child's pose, downward dog, or a gentle forward fold can help release tension. Dancing. put on your favorite upbeat music and just move however you like. You will be surprised how dancing around for a few minutes can shift your mood. Remember, the best kind of exercise is the one you actually enjoy, because that means you're more likely to stick with it. Find what works for you. Boxing, swimming, hiking, biking, and make it a regular part of your routine. Another technique worth exploring is called progressive muscle relaxation, or PMR for short. This method helps you become more aware of where you hold tension in your body and teaches you how to let it go. Here's the quick overview. Find a quiet, comfortable place to sit or lie down. Starting from your toes, tense the muscle in your feet for a few seconds. Really squeeze them, then release. Move up to your calves, tense for a few seconds, and then release. Then your thighs, your stomach, your arms, your shoulders, and finally your face and jaw. Tense each group of muscles for 5 to 10 seconds and then let go. Pay attention to how it feels to be relaxed versus how it feels to be tense. This practice trains you to notice early signs of tension and teaches you how to voluntarily release it. It also pairs well with slow, deep breathing. After a session of PMR, many people report that they are feeling lighter, calmer, and more at ease. Sometimes, stress can come from thoughts swirling around in our minds. We might be worrying about 100 different things, and it all becomes a tangled mess. This is where journaling or expressive writing can be really helpful. By putting your thoughts on paper, you are giving them structure and making them more manageable. You can keep a daily journal, writing a few sentences each morning or before bedtime about how you're feeling, what's on your mind, and what you're grateful for. Another method is a brain dump, where you write nonstop for a set amount of time, say 10 or 15 minutes, without worrying about grammar or punctuation. Just let the words flow and see what comes out. It's a great way to process emotions and clarify your thoughts. When you look back at your writing, you might notice patterns or trigger that you weren't fully aware of. Maybe you'll realize that every Wednesday meeting at the work leaves you anxious for the rest of the week, or that certain interactions on social media spike your stress level. This awareness can help you make changes or develop coping strategies. Let's talk about setting boundaries and managing time. One of the biggest sources of stress is these days is feeling like we never have enough time. We are juggling work, family, personal projects, errands, and trying to maintain some semblance of a social life. Sounds familiar? Learning to set boundaries both with others and with yourself is crucial. This could look like saying no to extra projects when your plate is already full, or ending your workday at a specific time to give yourself an evening to decompress. If you work from home, maybe you can designate a separate space for work and step away from it once you're done for the day. Time management tools can also help. Whether it's using a paper planner, a digital calendar, or a to-do list app, scheduling your tasks help you see what truly needs to be done and when. You might also try time blocking, where you set specific hours for specific tasks. The key is being realistic about what you can accomplish a day. Overloading your schedule is a surefire way to feel stressed. In our episode 6, I discussed about time blocking. So if you want to learn more about that technique or learn how to use that technique in your daily life, I request you to take a listen on episode 6. Don't forget to schedule in downtime or self-care activities like reading a book, taking a relaxing bath, or watching your favorite TV show. Sometimes we think we need to be productive 24/7, but rest is just as important for maintaining emotional balance.
You are listening to the Active Action Podcast. Visit activeactionpodcast.com to explore all episodes. Active Action Podcast, where voices inspire and entertain.
Let's talk about social connections and support. When we are stressed, it can feel tempting to isolate ourselves. We might think, I don't want to burden anyone with my problems. But connecting with others like friends, family, or support groups can actually help alleviate stress. Sometimes just talking about what's going on in your mind can bring relief. Plus, the people in our lives might have experienced similar challenges and can offer advice, support, or simply a listening ear. If you don't have a strong support system nearby, consider joining online forums or local communities that share your interests. Finding a sense of belonging is a powerful way to buffer against stress. Also, it's perfectly valid to seek professional help. Therapists, counselors, and coaches specialize in helping people manage stress, anxiety, and life challenges. There's no shame in reaching out for that kind of assistance. In fact, it shows courage and self-awareness to recognize when you need additional support. One of the important things is to cultivating a positive mindset. While stress is often triggered by external events, our mindset and perspective play huge roles in how we experience it. Sometimes we magnify stress by dwelling on worst-case scenarios or by repeating negative self-talk like, I can't handle this, or everything is going wrong. One technique to combat this is positive reframing. For instance, instead of saying, I messed up and this is a disaster, try to tell yourself, I made a mistake, but I'm learning and I'll do better the next time. It might feel unnatural at first, but with practice, you will notice a shift in how you view challenges. Another tool is practicing gratitude. Even in the midst of stress, there might be small things to appreciate: a supportive friend, a comfortable bed, a good meal. Recognizing these positives can help balance out the negative and remind us that not everything is falling apart. We have covered a lot of techniques in this episode: deep breathing, mindfulness, meditation, exercise, journaling, boundary setting, and more. A practical tip is to create your own stress relief toolkit. Think of it like a first aid kit for your emotions. Fill it with activities, resources, or reminders that calm you down when stress flares up. This could be a playlist of soothing music or a set of guided meditations or breathing exercise that you have bookmarked, or even a journal or a notebook for spontaneous writing sessions, or even a list of phone numbers of close friends and family who can talk to you when things get tough. The idea is that when you're in a stressful moment, you don't have to scramble to figure out what to do. You already have a go-to list of coping strategies that you know will work for you. Everyone's toolkit will look a little different, so customize it to your own personal preferences and lifestyle. Before we wrap up, let's recap some of the main points. Stress is a natural response, but chronic stress can negatively affect our physical and emotional well-being. Deep breathing exercises and mindfulness can help calm racing thoughts and lower tension in the body. Regular physical activity, even something simple like a daily walk, releases feel-good hormones that can combat stress. Progressive muscle relaxation helps you identify and release tension from head to toe. Journaling can untangle and clarify thoughts, helping you spot stress triggers more easily. Setting boundaries and managing your time effectively are crucial for keeping stress in check. Social support is important. Talking to friends, family, or professionals can lighten the load. Positive reframing and gratitude can shift your mindset to a healthier perspective. Finally, consider assembling a stress relief toolkit so you have a quick reference for coping strategies. Managing stress is a journey, not a destination. It's perfectly normal to feel overwhelmed at times. Life isn't always easy. But by incorporating some of these techniques into your daily routine, you can build resilience, calm your mind, and maintain better emotional balance. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. I hope you found these tips and techniques helpful and that you'll try some of them out in your life. If something particularly resonates with you, let me know. I love hearing from my listeners about what's working for them. If you enjoyed this episode or found it useful, please consider sharing it with a friend or leaving a rating or review. Your support helps this podcast reach more people who might benefit from conversations like this. Until next time, remember, you have the power to manage your stress and find peace in the midst of life's challenges. Keep breathing, stay mindful, and be kind to yourself. Thank you for listening and take care. I'm Dr. Nazif signing out.
Thank you for joining us on the Active Action Podcast. We hope today's episode gave you some entertainment, fresh perspectives, and a little extra motivation to take action in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who might love it too. For more episodes and updates, head over to activeactionpodcast.com. Until next time, keep smiling, stay inspired, and keep making your mark. This is the Active Action Podcast, signing off.